Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, do you think it's possible that you can lend me some cash? Maybe 2,000? Do you think it's okay?
2,000? And where would I get 2,000?
Because I saw you, a bank account, got a $2,000 in it. So, please.
Well, Peter, that money is not just giving friend money. That is all for a rainy day. I need that money just in case something bad happens.
It's all right. I can ask somebody else.
Yes, please do. Sorry.
All right, no problem. 刚才的对话呢，我们复习了一下。昨天讲到了 Idiom Rainy Day， 我跟 Sam 借钱，大概呢需要2000块钱，因为呢我看到 Sam 的账户里面有2000块钱。I'm a little bit nosy.
Yeah, I don't know how you saw that.
然后 Sam 说 ，Peter， 我不是不想借你，但这2000块钱呢是我备用金，以防呢我可能有其他紧急的一些需要，所以呢对不起，我不能借给你。那么今天我们讲的这个 Rainy Day Money 表示一个人的紧急的备用金。Alright, so what about today's idiom, Sam?
Alright, well, we only had 2 rainy idioms、mm-hmm. in total, so that means today we have a different kind of idiom. Today's idiom has to do with, somewhere on our face.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, where on our face? Today's idiom is raise eyebrows.、
Mm-hmm.
Raise eyebrows. Raise is R-A-I-S-E. Eyebrows. E-Y-E-B-R-O-W-S.
今天的 idiom 我们今天讲解跟我们脸有关的一个部位是我们的 eyebrow， 翻译成中文的是我们的眉毛 eyebrow、
嗯
right? 那么 raise of eyebrow 表示说我们抬起眼或我们说有些皱眉头的意思 a frown、
well I think raise our eyebrows differently according to the different feelings
right
like there are some we have for surprise some for anger some for happiness soWhich feeling is it?
那么说我们抬起我们的眉毛或者说我们皱起我们的眉毛它的意思呢可能说一个人生气一个人比较吃惊或者是一个人比较高兴都可以 raise our eyebrows.
Yeah. In fact, when I speak, my eyebrows move a lot and a lot of my students have told me it looks like my eyebrows are dancing.
Dancing eyebrows.
They're moving all the time.
Okay. So let's put in the conversation to show how we useRaise your or my eyebrows.
Okay, good idea.
Hey Sam, how is the surprise party going for John?
Oh yeah, everything's really great. Everything's on track.
How can we bring in balloons and cake without raising eyebrows from the doorman?
Ah, good question. Well, I already have it planned out. Instead of course, bringing it in through the front door, which everyone would see,、
mm-hmm.
I told the delivery man, please, like, call me.When you're here,
but、
right. before you walk in the door,、
mm-hmm.
because I'm going to meet him in the front, and then I'm going to walk him around the back door,、
mm.
so we can sneak everything in through the back door into the break room. That way, no one should see the balloons, the cake, everything.
Well, sounds perfect.
Yes, so hopefully, you know, everything will be a complete surprise for John.
All right, so far, everything is confidential, right?
Yes, so、okay. keep it hush-hush.
Okay, no problem.刚才的对话我们提到的 raise eyebrow 它的场景呢我和 Sam 作为 John 的同事呢准备给他来一个 surprise party 但是呢我们有一个顾虑如果我们在办公室里面把那些准备 surprise party 的那些气球啊或蛋糕呢通过前门拿进来之后呢那么我们的这个守卫或门卫呢会发现这件事情会告诉 John 他我们同事呢要准备给他开一个 surprise party 所以我们 Sam 说我们怎么才能够把这些东西拿进来而不会引起别人的注意用到了 without raising eyebrows 所以在这里面这个 raise eyebrow 表示说引起某人的注意
You can imagine there you are just clacking away on your little keyboard、
right.
and then you see a man walking with a big box that、mm-hmm. Says like a birthday cake and、
right.
then a bunch of like shiny balloons
right
well that would raise a lot of eyebrows
right 上面刚才解释到了如果说大家在办公的时候呢突然来一个快递他手里面拿着很多的气球同时抱了一个巨大的A cake, 一个蛋糕那么所有的员工都会抬起头来会看这件事情会引起大家的一个惊讶所以呢这里面如果是大家抬头然后呢注意到这件事情可以用这个 raise eyebrow、
yeah.
但是 Sam 非常的 smart 非常的聪明他说呢我可以让这些快递员呢从后门进来偷偷摸摸的把气球 蛋糕放到我们的会议室里面，这样的话呢，没有人会注意的。我听完之后说，好极了，我们目前所有的行动方案呢，都处于绝对的保密当中。So everything is confidential. 那么今天我们讲到的 raise eyebrow 翻译成中文是引起某人的注意。Surprise somebody or shock somebody. Okay, so could you give me another example using raise eyebrow?
Well, since we talk to students a lot in our show, you know, in the classroom, sometimes teachers say some pretty shocking things.
For example?
Well, maybe, for example, you know, in school we learn about evolution. Mm-hmm. They say people come from monkeys.
Uh-huh.
Well, that in itself can raise eyebrows.
Right.
Huh, what? Monkeys? But if the student's already familiar with the theory of evolution, and the teacher says, actually, we came from frogs, well, then you have students say, huh? What? A lot of eyebrows would be raised.
在课堂当中，老师尽量的能够让学生 raise eyebrow. 他的目的呢，非常的明确，是让学生对某一个知识点能够产生浓厚的兴趣。比如 Sam 讲到了说，人是从猴子变过来了。那么这个理论呢，大家可能说都已经知道了 ，something people take for granted. 但是如果说老师在课堂里面讲到人是从青蛙演化过来的，听完之后，所有的学生一下抬起头来，会非常吃惊的看老师，为什么 ？Why？ 那么这种情况下就产生了我们今天讲到的 raise eyebrows 的效果。所以作为一个成功的或非常有经验的老师呢，他能够在合适的地点能够 raise eyebrows, right?
Yeah.
The timing is the key.
Timing is the key, but the truth is, I think life, we hear a lot of little surprising things.
Right.
And we're, What? It really grabs our attention.
Raising eyebrow is a way to grab somebody's attention.
Yeah, either a good way or a bad way.
That way, right. Well, let's go to the second part of cybersecurity, particularly the images, the videos, the photo we posted online.
Yep, and specifically social media. We know that a lot of important information is maybe not intentionally given, but here we've thankfully found another way where we can be careful so we don't unintentionally expose ourselves to some sort of danger.
All right.So before we go to the part two, now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
First word for our vocab is sight. Sight. C-I-T-E. Sight.
今天呢，第一个单词 cite 翻译成中文是引用。这个单词呢，往往我们在写论文的时候呢，会引用很多的 references, resources.
Next, we have what we talked about yesterday, frequent flyer. Frequent flyer. Two words. Frequent is F-R-E-Q-U-E-N-T. Flyer. F-L-Y-E-R.
第二个词组 frequent flyer, 它有两层意思。第一层意思呢，我们已经讲过了，表示一个人里程的奖励。比如一个人经常坐飞机，那么他会获得一定里程的奖励。第二个意思呢，也可以指那种经常飞行的旅客。叫 frequent flyer, means the passenger travel a lot.
Yep, flying around all over the world, maybe. Next, we have seat allocation. Seat allocation. Allocation is A-L-L-O-C-A-T-I-O-N, seat allocation.
第三个词组 seat allocation, 翻译成中文是座位的分配。我们知道呢，在一个航班上座位的分配呢，一般是先到先得。但是呢，有些航空公司呢，把一些比较舒服的座位呢，单独的预留出来，你要支付额外的价钱才可以获得那个 seat.
Yeah,
I heard of some of the airline companies, they reserve some seat which are very comfortable for passengers.
Yeah, of course.
You have to pay extra money for the seat.
Yeah, and typically those seats are like, for example, economy, well, those are all the same price, you would think.But actually, the ones that are like the first row in economy,
right.
They have more leg room
exactly.
than the rest.
Also, the seat next to emergency exit.
Yeah, that's true. Those have more leg room.
经济舱当中呢，第一排它的座位呢是相对是比较舒服的。另外呢，在紧急出口的几个座位呢也是比较舒服的座位。有些航空公司会对这些座位呢额外的收取一定的费用。比如我知道像 Air Asia, 像亚航等等一些比较廉价的航空公司 ,they have to charge extra money for these seats.
Okay, next we have identity theft. Two words. Identity theft. Identity is I-D-E-N-T-I-T-Y. Theft, T theft。
下一个词组翻译成中文是身份盗窃。我们说这些小偷啊，他不是说偷你的实际的一些财物，而是说偷你的个人的信息，目的非常的明确，他呢通过你的信息呢做一些行骗呢或者诈骗的一些事情。
And think back, like this is pretty much unheard of、
mm-hmm.
like 100 years ago、
right.
but now with、everything being online and just so much things you can access like bank account, email、
right.
it's quite easy for identity theft to occur.
那么说原来呢我们的姓名呢我们的身份号呢 it's like open, this is information you can share with your friend. 但是现在呢我们一定保护好自己的姓名自己的身份号号码。那么在美国呢他比如提到了说 social security number
yeah
something you gotta keep in a very private place
yeah lock it up don't let anyone know
right
and make sure if you ever have to write it on a form they're a legit company
那么另外比如在澳大利亚呢你的税号有 tax file number 也是说非常重要的一个个人信息它是伴随你一生的一个 number it can never be changed for a whole life
well next we have the word bin
下一个单词 bin 翻译成中文的是垃圾桶 rubbish bin
yeah the rubbish bin
right
of course I think Americans they do use bin but not that often they use like maybe a can more
can
like、
right?
trash can next we have discard discard discard
下一个单词 discard 翻译成中文是遗弃
next we have the word stub S-T-U-B, stub.
下一个单词 stub 是指我们进电影院之后呢，我们的电影票被撕掉一部分之后留下的那一块叫做 stub, 也可以叫做票根。
So we have, of course, ticket stubs from airplanes, we have ticket stubs from movies, concerts,
concert.
So,
所以说我们用票的时候呢，往往会有一个 stub.
Yeah, you know, stub is not used too often, but you do see it in another situation.、
Mm-hmm.
Where if you ever kicked your toe against like the corner of a table, like the leg of a table,、
uh-huh.
that is called stubbing your toe. It's very painful. We hit our toe against something.
Right, kind of ouch, right?
Yeah, oh, ouch, ouch. Yeah, and then you're hopping around. Ow, ow. That's called stubbing your toe.
Your toes, right.
Next, we have the word formulate. Formulate. F-O-R-M-U-L-A-T-E. Formulate.
下一个单词是一个动词 formulate 翻译成中文是形成构成的意思 formulate
lastly we have the word facilitate F-A-C-I-L-I-T-A-T-E facilitate
最后一个单词 facilitate 它翻译成中文是促进 let's go to the detail of the second part of cyber security
here we goKrebs cites a reader, Corey, who contacted his website after discovering how easy it was to access someone's information from a boarding pass. Corey used an online barcode reader to read the code on a friend's boarding pass, which had been posted to Facebook. Within a few minutes, Corey had enough details to access his friend's frequent flyer account. Through this, he could see all future flights his friend had booked and could actually make changes, such as canceling flights,or changing seat allocations, as well as accessing his friend's phone number and other details. The availability of such data could potentially lead to even bigger problems, such as identity theft. Even throwing your boarding pass in the bin is not without risk. In 2006, the writer for The Guardian managed to find all sorts of details about a passenger from his discarded boarding pass stub. The International Air Transport Association,which formulates policy and practices for most of the world's major airlines, began a project to promote its members adopting barcode boarding passes in 2005. More than 90% of its 250 members now use barcodes on their boarding passes. The association said that the introduction of barcoded boarding passes has saved the industry up to $2 billion per year,as the passes don't need to be printed on expensive paper stock and facilitate off-airport check-in.
昨天我们讲到了一位网络安全专家 Crab. 那么在今天网络专家 Crab, 他呢给我们讲了一个故事。这个故事当中有一个人叫做 Corey, 他讲述了如何使用登机牌的信息进入到这个人的这个身份系统当中，如何获得他的所有的 personal information. 听完之后呢非常的吓人。
Yeah. And actually, if you remember from yesterday, this Krebs, Brian Krebs, he has a cybersecurity blog.
Mm-hmm.
And after reading Krebs' cybersecurity blog, and Corey found out how easy it was just by using an online security code bar scanner.
在 Corey 的故事当中呢，他说他通过朋友在 Facebook 上所上传的一个 boarding pass， 他获取了这个 barcode， 然后呢对这个 barcode 进行扫描之后，便获得了大量的朋友的信息。我们下面看看究竟哪些信息通过这个 barcode reading。
Yeah. And I want to mention too, if you think like, well, you need some sort of special technology to read these barcodes, well, think again, because you can get anything online nowadays. You can download any kind of barcode reader.
Right, so this is not as sophisticated as we imagined.
No, it's not. It's basically accessible to almost everyone on the planet.
Right, you can buy the barcode reader online, just scan it, all information can be decoded.
Buy it, or maybe online you can download one for free.
看他的获得的信息究竟是哪一些呢？首先提到了说他能够 access his friend's frequent flyer account， 进入他朋友里程奖励的这个账号里面，在里面详细的说明了他已经飞行了多少里程，总共他获得了多少的 bonus points。
Yep, and you know what, his friend Corey wasn't at this like trying to hack his account for days, weeks. It mentions within a few minutes.
Okay.
Corey had enough information to do all of these things.
第二呢，我们看看他所用的时间只用了几分钟，非常快，不需要非常高科技的这个技术在里面，非常 straight away。
Yeah, so that shows you how easy it is to get this information, so how careful we need to be. But can you imagine that? Here you are on someone else's account. You can see where they're going. You can change their seat allocation. You can even cancel their flight.
除了看到他奖励里程之外呢，你还可以更改他的一个飞行计划。比如说 Sam 从北京飞到洛杉矶，然后再飞到芝加哥。那么我作为一个 hacker，进入他的这个系统当中，我就可以更改 Sam 的 destination， 把他的这个 Chicago or Washington 换成了 Florida。
Yep, hacker or maybe it's just someone who doesn't like you.
Right,
right. Hey, you know what, I really don't like Peter, but I have his Facebook account. And he's going and traveling around again. I hate that guy travels so much. Well, now I could just access your information and really cause you some big problems.
另外一点的话，可以更改 Sam 的这个 seat number， 他的座位号。比如说 Sam 已经订了非常好的一个座位，对 Sam 有些意见，然后说，这次呢，我要对 Sam 做一些坏事情，然后呢，把 Sam 的座位呢从第一排换到了最后一排 ，the 38 maybe 45。
Yeah. What if you can do it the other way? Like maybe I'm sitting in the back, but you change my seat number, so when I go to get my ticket, they say, I'm sorry, you owe us more money because you upgraded your seat.
Right, from the economy class to the business class. Right?
Yeah, or first class. Yeah.
Okay.
It even mentions that you can access your friend's phone number and other details.
更加令人恐惧的事情呢，通过我们的 barcode， 它呢还可以了解到你的电话号码以及你其他的信息，比如说你的 address， 你的 occupation， well possible, right?
Yeah, it's possible. You never know what kind of information the airport asks of.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe like your passport number?
Yeah, maybe passport number, right?
That could be a pretty big thing.
比如说你的护照号啊，你的身份证号都可以从这个系统当中呢给调出来。因此呢，我们说这个 barcode 它不仅仅所涵盖的信息是我们能看到的这些信息，它包含了很多我们隐藏的信息在里面。因此，对我们的信息要非常非常的谨慎和小心。
Yeah. So it says that, of course, this can create a lot of problems for us, flight-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there are some potentially bigger problems, like identity theft.
更大的一个问题或更加严重的一个问题是什么呢 ？Identity theft。这个单词呢，我们在词汇的时候已经讲到了，翻译成中文是身份的盗窃或者身份的遗失。那么这对我们来讲是非常恐惧的一件事情。他可以拿你的身份去开一个bank card， 比如开一个credit card，
yeah，
right， do some fraudulent conduct。
Yep, and all of a sudden we're in debt and we don't know why. Our credit cards are getting canceled and
right.
We owe all this money. Ooh.That could be a huge, huge problem.
Right, 所以呢，我们现在看到了很多信用卡的诈骗都是跟我们的身份的信息丢失有关系。所以呢，它不是说很简单的一个信息的丢失，那可能会带来很多无数的大的麻烦。
So posting our picture of our boarding pass definitely a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Sometimes we're left with a little stub,
mm-hmm.
a boarding pass stub, and that could have important information. So what's the deal with
it? We think the boarding pass stub is usually we just check it in the rubbish bin,
yeah.
but you never know.
No, that's right. It could still have a risk for us. Mm-hmm. So we need to be careful with even that boarding pass stub.
我们坐完飞机之后从机场出来有的时候呢我们随手呢把这个 stub, or boarding pass stub, 我们会把这个登机牌的存根呢扔到垃圾桶里面。一般情况下是没有问题但是一旦被别有用心的人拾到之后对你的信息进行解读那么你可能会有麻烦。
Yeah, and actually, the Guardian,which is maybe a magazine or a
newspaper, a British newspaper.
British newspaper, mm-hmm. they could find all sorts of details about passengers on that little boarding pass stub.
Right, 英国的卫报呢做了一项试验，他把那些遗弃在垃圾桶里面的那些票根呢收集起来之后，他获得了大量的旅客的信息。所以呢，大家对自己的 boarding pass stub 一定要保存好。
You know, a lot of airlines use the boarding pass stub system. It mentions that.The International Air Transport Association, they formulated how many companies use this airport pass stub. And it mentions that more than 90% of the maybe companies or association or members, they use that stub.
It's convenient, less time consuming, and it's very efficient.
Yeah, and actually it has saved this association a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It mentions that it saved the industry $2 billion.Dollars.
Right.
$2 billion per year.
我们知道登机牌上的这个条形码呢会有一定的风险但是在2005年之后呢随着各家航空公司都普遍的使用这个条形码对于我们整个的航空业起到了巨大的一个推动作用特别呢能够使这个行业这个成本大大的降低了对整个行业省下了将近$20亿的这么一个成本 It's a big saving, right?
That is a huge saving in money.And all that comes from now that they don't have to be printed on expensive paper.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a paper expense. And also it mentions, well, like stock and then it facilitates off-airport check-in.
Right.
So just from the paper, the off-airport check-in and some stock, that's where they save that much money.
通过登机牌的那个条码的使用呢我们可以在家在办公室呢能够自助的打出这个 boarding pass. You don't have to get it printed out at the check-in counter at the airport.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. 所以呢对我们的出行是非常的便利但是这个便利的同时会有一定的 risk, 有一定的风险。但是如果大家能够平时注意的话呢这些风险能够最大化的 minimize, 使大家能够 travel wise,travel safe.
Yeah, because you know what, that stub, if it saves the airports that much money,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to go away. They're going to keep using it, so we just have to be more safer.
So what are we going to do with the boarding pass stub?
Well, we know
we
can't burn it, anything on the airplane.
Right.
So once we get off the airplane, we go, we make a big fire, and we throw all the...
No. We better go to the office, get a home, and put in a shredding machine.
Okay.
Get it damaged.
That seems more practical. Yes, use a paper shredder.
那么最好的方式呢，回家之后呢，把这些 airport boarding pass stub 放到一个碎纸机里面，给它完完全全的 damage or destroy it. That's for today's information on the boarding pass. How can protect ourselves and so we can travel wise, travel free.
Okay.
And...That's it for today. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上。
京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目京城大律师，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑，咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30北京外语广播。
一二三起吧，
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I.They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's all.Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on